Okay, coming to the stage right now. You might see her. She has a baby bump. She's not having a baby today. But I want y'all to welcome her to the stage, Ms. Carl Crab Burham, Educational Director of NIS.
Hi, everybody. Who's high? Very good. It's good. It seems a little low, though. Is everybody high? Can I get a little louder if you've been smoking some weed or vaping some weed or eating some weed today? All right. Anybody been rubbing it on their skin and lotions and olive oil, soaking in the weed? That's my favorite right now. House with the back pain. Anybody out there, mom? Sweet. I'm new. This is my first. It's a surprise. Nobody knew I was pregnant until like yesterday. It's not true. Thank you. It's a boy. We're excited. I'm sure he's going to be a stoner, just like his mommy. So I am a medical marijuana patient in the state of Massachusetts. When I was about 15, I developed a seizure disorder through my parasympathetic nervous system. This means, unlike epileptic disorders, where you have a seizure and you're unconscious for a little while, then you come back and you can be all right. You got to go to the hospital, whatever, you know, it sucks. Mine can last up to 4 days. Imagine that for a second, being in a seizure for 4 days. Not being able to control any bodily movement. It fucking blows. Like, just straight up. If I was to try to manage this disease on pharmaceuticals alone, the only pharmaceuticals that would help are teratogenic. That means that my baby would be born with severe issues, spina bifida, cleft palate, stillborn, very common for the medications that actually work for me. So I have really no other option but to supplement with cannabis. This is my vaporizer. Light up. That's my vaporizer. I don't go anywhere without it anymore. Stays right in my side. Gotta stay calm, gotta stay cool, gotta stay collected. Has a song, you know it. So because of this, I am going through the high-risk department at the Brigham and Women. Everybody knows the big hospital down the road. It's a pretty famous one. They're great. Their policies blow. They will mandatorily test my child when it is born, and they are going to have to, by policy, report me to the Department of Children and Families. Now, I've tried to explain to them I know some stuff about weed. I am the director, that's not true. I'm the dean of faculty at the Northeastern Institute of Cannabis. We've got a big tent right over there. It's blue and white stripes. It's fun. You can learn stuff. I teach people about weed. I hire people to teach really important stuff about weed, more specifically, where you can learn about the medicine, where you're going to learn about how to cultivate it, how to test it, the history, the law. This guy right here, he's one of our founders too. Yeah, he's awesome. He's Mickey Martin. So we have got to change these policies, because under no condition other than I have to use cannabis as medicine, am I going to be a bad parent? Do I seem like the kind of person who's just going to kind of walk away? I mean, you've known me for all of, I don't know, 3 minutes now, but I mean, seriously, are all of you out there who are parents bad parents because you use cannabis?
Hell no.
No. Are you a bad person because you want to stay healthy and be able to keep a pregnancy and not lose a pregnancy because you're going to be having seizures? No, it's fucked up. So please, I urge all of you, please get registered to vote. You have until October 19th. You have to register to vote so you can vote yes on marijuana, and you can help not just protect patients, but protect all of us. We don't deserve to go to jail for weed, do we? We don't deserve to have our children taken away from us. No, we don't deserve to be in trouble for any of this, because what we are doing is not harming anybody else. It's not harming ourselves. And we don't care what other people are going to do with their own bodies, do we? Your body, your choice, your problem. So thank you, guys. If you are interested in learning more about marijuana, learning more about getting into the industry, I strongly encourage you to check out our tent. It's instituteofcannabis.com, Northeastern Institute of Cannabis. We're in Natick. What we're doing is really important. And I will be with you all day, staying medicated, because I'm so much pain after yesterday. Thank you, guys. Happy Freedom Rally. Stay high.